Cold War technology developed for the public, for the betterment or an enrichment of their lives. You see from the Defense Intelligence Agency documents of 1975 that parapsychology exists. The Pentagon realized that. They know that ESP exists, telekinesis, remote viewing, bilocation, psychotronic generators, the ability to suck life force in small amounts out of humans, animals, and plants. And they knew that the Soviets were developing huge psychic warfare programs to develop this. Unfortunately, the Soviets weren't aware of the occult warfare programs which were developed by dark energy matter aliens, interdimensionals, extra-dimensionals, which take precedence over the primitive Cold War technologies. These have all been subverted, sequestered by the Silor Tim Rifat on supernaturalspirit.com and mindovermatter.ru, their culmination being the Edomic kings and queens, who are the new rulers of the planet. This website is hard science, just Cold War military technology, developed for the general public, corporations, and any military that's prepared to pay through the nose. We know that each human has a certain amount of life force. This is attrited by time, so the life force makes them swell up, grow. They run out of life force, and then they inevitably age. And when the life force, which has been within them, has totally gone poisonous, they drop dead. So you can think of the equation being born with one unit of human life force. This then is used to grow the human to maturity, so it goes from one to zero. And then at maturity, it goes from zero to minus one. And when it reaches minus one, the human drops down dead. This is simple maths, which any normal human can understand. Now, simply put, if you get 1,000 units of life force pumped into you, you start off not with plus one, but 1,001 if you are a freshly conceived baby, or if you're like myself, an old person, you start off with 999 units of life force, because you're almost near the minus one death point, and basically you can think of this minus one being cancelled by the first unit of life force you get. Now you can see that out of the 7 billion humans, only those who are developing from babies to maturity, basically from 0 years to 16, have positive life force. The rest, the post-16-year-olds, have now got a negative life force, which when it reaches minus one, they drop down dead. This is explained in a more complex manner by Carlos Castaneda's Fire from Within, the Rolling Force. All the field equations for this have been developed, but they're far too complicated to explain to the general public. So the simple one minus one metaphor is not only useful, but valid. Now, thankfully, we live in an age where humans are breeding like rats. So there are billions of young people under 16. This is a huge resource for the Psi Master, who wishes to live 999 times longer than a normal human. Similarly, if his vessel or her vessel, let's not be misogynistic about this, the vessel is broken by, for example, shooting bombs or Cobalt-60 from North Korea or Cobalt-60 from Iran, wiping out the Northern Hemisphere, then of course, when your physical body is killed, your physical energy body still has, let's say, 998 human life forms worth of positive life force. This, of course, means that you can then translocate to the Southern Hemisphere, find a human body in the Southern Hemisphere, and as you well know, human bodies are just vehicles, so you can simply use possession technology. You just push into the body and push out the human biophysical body that is in there, and then just sequester the human physical energy, because remember, you're a living psychotronic generator via the computer network, some of which will still be up and running. Cobalt 60 doesn't damage computer networks, it just damages humans. which means that you can take over another human body, and if it's under 16, you don't have 998 human life forms of energy, life force, but you have 999. So it's, as I say, a recipe for not eternal life, but lifespans in order of many times more than can be imagined in any fantasy book. So, for example, this means that death doesn't mean death to anyone who has psychotronic generator technology. And remember, the computer network can be downloaded into psychotronic crystals, so the crystal which the vampire has a complete duplicate of the computer network within it, which can then quantum interact with the Earth's crust. So even if every single computer on the planet was destroyed by a solar flare, for example, the computer network, the so-called Tim Riefat Skynet, would still be running in the quartz crystals in the Earth's crust and in the psychotronic crystals which he has created. So rather like Sauron's ring in Lord of the Rings, as long as the ring exists, Sauron exists. As long as quartz crystals exist in the Earth's crust, Tim Riefat exists. And there is no killing of the new Sauron, basically because you would have to use an antimatter bomb on the Earth to destroy every single aspect of the matter, every single quartz crystal down to the last atom, in order to have a chance of extinguishing the Psylord Tim Riefat's consciousness. Now, of course, this technology supersedes religion, because, of course, we know from the Catholic Church that your soul is supposed to go to heaven if you give all your monies to the Rothschilds and are a meek person who pays his taxes, does what he's told by Homeland Security. And if you don't, then of course you're going to go to hell, Guantanamo Bay, the prison ships, the Polish prisons. You're going to be killed in your own home by SWAT teams. So we know that religion, the Christian religion, is by definition totally evil and corrupt. We also know that Christ, if you listen to the Adamic World's program on mindovermatter.ru, is just a recipe for the Jewish Kabbalistic magic downloading the cosmic vengeance on the Christ instead of the Rothschild Jew and the British royal family. So, of course, Christianity is an abomination, has been totally subverted. Islam, on the other hand, the core of Islam is true, in fact, that if you die fighting evil, the so-called jihad, then by definition your soul is so transmogrified by the act of total vengeance towards evil that cosmic law has to repay you, and that any contracts by the Jewish Kabbalah to make your soul suffer for their evil are abrogated, and that your only reward from cosmic law must be beatification. When your soul tries to get trapped in the middle place, which Christ talked about, this, of course, this soul prison cannot keep jihadists. They are pure poison to the dark energy matter parasites. And when they try and split your soul and spirit so that the Jewish God can eat your spirit, the spirit of a jihadist is so inimical to the Jew God that it burns in the eagle's throat, Castaneda terminology from the fire from within, and the eagle has to spit you out. So in fact, Islam can be seen as the only true religion on the planet, and that's why the Jewish Rothschilds and the British royal have got such a downer against the Muslims, and they're trying to mind control them into saying Islam's fine as long as you're not a jihadist. But in fact, the only true core of Islam is jihad. You fight evil. The only aim of a human is to fight evil, and if they die fighting evil, then of course they have a one-way ticket to Omega Heavens. For a Westerner like myself, not brought up on jihad, the psychotronic generator network is much better. I steal life force off the Rothschild's babies, the royal family's babies. All the Homeland Security parents' babies, they supply me with life force, power, total dominance over the planet, and there's no downside. Can't be killed. If I'm killed, I just take over another body and make them suffer. So you can see that psychotronic generators are the most powerful technology in the 21st century. They, of course, were developed by alchemists, who went back to Atlantean times, quartz crystals. Quartz crystals were the prime psychotronic generators. And now Tim Riefat has developed these in conjunction with Cold War technology in order to produce psychotronic generators for the general public. As you can see, psychotronic generator life force, having 1,000 human humans worth of life force per year, is the most important utility you can have, more important than gas or electricity. And if you wish to increase your lifespan 1,000-fold, or be able to outlive death, then psychotronic generator life force technology is a must-have. If you wish to grow old quickly and die and have your soul trapped in the middle place and your spirit eaten by the eagle, then I guarantee not participating will be a one-way ticket to that destination. Now, one can see that when you have life force coming into you, your biophysical body can swell up in size. You can actually change the nature of the biophysical body by rebooting it, not in the fourth dimension, but the fifth dimension, and twisting it in the five-dimensional Riemann manifold through 180 degrees so that the surface becomes Möbius, so that it does not have a outside and an inside. This, in fact, turns it into a black hole, a five-dimensional singularity, which means that the vampire body automatically eats up by a physical life force. But as we know, the human body has a physical energy body. The Victorians weighed a dying body and found that there was at least 2 ounces of weight loss in a sealed enclosure when a human body died. So we know that the human body's physical energy body is in the region of the kiloton, you know, kiloton range, a small nuclear weapon. Because if you convert 2 ounces of mass into energy, you get an atomic-sized explosion. The Russian Konstantin, who was the deputy to the psychic warfare program in the Soviet Union in the 80s, explained to me that the Russians were looking into the old texts wherein the Indian historical texts, which have been made into the Hindu religion, the avatars of the gods were able, during the Great War, which destroyed that civilization, to explode their physical energy bodies and release this 2 ounces of energy, thus creating an atomic explosion from destroying themselves. So as you can see, this civilization is a grossly deformed prison camp for humans, in that all real knowledge about reality has been cut off from humans by the milieu we live in. The development of psychotronic generator technology, which was brought to a scientific head in 1943 in Czechoslovakia by the German Arnenerber, was taken by the Soviets, buried by Stalin, and then dusted out and brought into being under Brezhnev. We know that the illness of Brezhnev was blamed on people within this psychic warfare program in the Soviet Union using it against the corrupt heads of the Soviet Union. And we know that Konstantin, the deputy, was put in a mental institution and had his brain fried with fluorodiazepines and the so-called fluoride derivative chemical liquid koshes, therefore lowering his intelligence from 160 plus to that of a normal human or less. This shows why the Soviets lost the Cold War. They were so scared of this technology being used against the great and the good of the Soviet Union that they didn't fully deploy it against the satanic West. Now, thankfully, Tim Riefat has fully developed this technology for use by the general public, developed the mathematical physics to underlay it, looked through string theory, looked through spinner theory, looked through all the other so-called theories of physics. If you wish to get a good introduction to them, The Road to Reality by Penrose is a must-read. Remember, you have to be a numerate physical scientist to be able to read the book, but as we say, the high priesthood of Psi Masters is by definition the physical scientists of the day. They have the mathematical skills to understand the field equations. Now, of course, biophysical life force is different to physical life force. The physical life force which vivifies the body goes when you're dead. The physical life force which vivifies the soul spirit doesn't go when you're dead. Now, the psychotronic generator network service doesn't give you soul spirit biophysical energy. That is the purpose of the vampire technology, which will be developed on realvampire.com and is available in its occult form on mindovermatter.ru. Psychotronicgenerators.com is dedicated simply to Cold War technology and the real world, so it actually gives you physical life force. You get 1,000 units of physical life force. And as you can see, if you've got half a brain, you can start sucking gigantic amounts of life force out of the planet. It's a soliton, basically, like a rubber mat. It's got two sides. One side's the biophysical life force, the other side's the physical life force. That's a metaphor for solitons. And of course, the life force can be thought of coming down a huge pipeline. It can go into a vampire body, which can swell up, and then form a singularity, and then have an infinite capacity as a reservoir. So that's not going to be a choke point. But when you think about it, the physical body, this tiny little transgenic chimp ape body, has only a 2-ounce capacity. So in fact, with 1,000 human life forms worth of energy, the life force goes up into not 2 ounces, but 1,000 times 2 ounces, which of course cannot be carried in a transgenic chimp body. If you put 1,000 humans worth of physical life force into a human body, you then start to get it glowing, transforming, transmogrifying into one of these physical energy bodies, rather like a Dr. Manhattan body from The Watchmen. So as the first step, what happens is that the 1,000 humans you take the life force from become aspects of you. So you can actually think of it as a life force cloning process, where the 1,000 naught to 16 year olds who are used as your surrogate reservoir become sequestered with your physical energy body. Their physical energy bodies are completely sequestered, erased, and the life force in their body and their physical energy body becomes aspects of you. So in fact, with this service, the pipeline, which is feeding energy, has a big reservoir. Instead of having one human body to deposit the physical energy body into, you've got 1,000. Now, one can ask, how is this done? It's quite simple. You have 1,000 naught to 16-year-olds chosen by the computer network. They are then unmanifested, and then re-manifested as physical energy duplicates of you. And since, of course, they don't have the capacity to hold 1,000 human life forms worth of energy, unless they're freshly conceived babies, the reservoir can be inclusive of maybe 10,000 young humans in order to become aspects of you. So you can actually see that the service is just for the elite, just for the creme de la creme. And one might ask, how on earth do you go about unmanifesting 0 to 16-year-olds, erasing their physical energy body, and then inputting the physical energy body of the customer? Well, this, of course, was developed in 1943 by the Ahnenerber. They basically had centrifuges buried deep in mine shafts, and they had to do the experiments in mine shafts because they were experimenting with torsion fields. The German physicists of the time looked at quantum mechanics, looked at the general theory of relativity. I won't explain them in detail because unless you're a numerate physical scientist, I'll lose you, which defeats the object. So I'll give you metaphors. The theories of quantum mechanics explain the very small. The theory of general relativity says that mass deforms space-time, in fact creates four-dimensional space-time, but in fact there is no theory to explain why space-time has mass, what creates mass. That's what Higgs developed with the Higgs boson, Higgs particle, which was in the 50s. The Germans were interested in torsion. Basically, the field equations of general relativity didn't include torsion. Torsion basically is things spinning in a vortex. And why they became interested in this was that the research at Peenemünde had produced anti-gravity by spinning air in a vortical rotor to 100,000 RPM plus, causing ionization and lift. Also, we know with gyroscopes, they cause a loss of mass in the object, basically anti-gravitic fields. And there is a theory that the B-2 bombers don't have enough lift from their wings, so they have anti-gravity components within the airframe to enable them to outperform their aerodynamic capabilities. This is open source material. We know anti-gravity exists. It was discovered in by the Germans and fully deployed in 1956 and was on the front page of all the US papers. And then was buried by the military-industrial complex, Lockheed Martin, etc. The Germans, though, were interested because if you can create anti-gravity from spinning things, this means that torsion, which is the effect of spinning, has an effect on gravity. Now, if gravity produces space-time, then spinning things can change space-time. Which means that if you can spin things, you can actually change space-time. And if, for example, you have different timelines, you may be able to reach the different timelines by not spinning air very fast, but by spinning humans very fast. So you can actually spin Ahnenerber in centrifuges very fast till they drop dead. The torsion fields of their body are then integrated with the torsion fields of the rotor, which then may allow them to wake up in another body in a different timeline, or if, of course, Kaluza was right and light is the five-dimensional gravity, if you can add electromagnetic components to the rotor, then, of course, you could then wake up an Ahnenerber, not in a different timeline, but in 1939, to actually change the course of the war. So this is what the Ahnenerber were dealing with, stuff which is beyond the ken of 21st century scientists, but the Nazi super geniuses of the 40s were experimenting with this technology, and in fact, this enabled the Ahnenurber to wake up in the past, change the past, because of course they'd still have the consciousness of the Ahnenurber, change the course of the war, and therefore kill Hitler and make sure that the Germans didn't attack Russia, develop nuclear weapons, etc., etc. It's very easy to be correct in retrospect. That's why remote viewing is seen as a terrible danger to national security in Britain, and why the British security services have been desperate to put Tim Riefad in a mental hospital or kill him since he came out of the remote viewing background in 1996 and started selling this technology to the general public. This means, of course, that any time a remote viewer is attacked, he looks in the future, where his enemy is totally destroyed, and then just brings that into being. That's how 7 years ago I looked at the future where the Rothschild Empire was destroyed, Cobalt 60 world, found out it was brought into being by North Korea, and then, of course, explained to the North Koreans exactly what they needed to do to wipe out the West. And now we're on the brink of Cobalt 60 extermination of North America. So as you can see, remote viewing has immense power, and the Germans might not have been misguided in their research in the underground bunkers. Now, similarly, going back to how you can take over at least 1,000 human energy bodies worth of energy. The Germans had these rotors, these centrifuges, buried in deep mine shafts because they use crystal radio circuits to pick up the torsion fields. Crystals can resonate to torsion fields. The Russians developed the perfect crystal for this in the 80s. Information given to me by Constantine. And of course, you can see that they buried their rotors deep in mine shafts so they wouldn't be interfered with by radio broadcasts. They could find the radio frequency broadcasts from their equipment, get rid of them, tune in the crystal radio circuitry till they got the torsion field frequencies, then use the devices on humans, spin them around on a centrifuge, not till they died, but to amplify the torsion fields in their body. And then, of course, pick up their frequency on the torsion field crystal radio, tune it in, and then find out it was increased in intensity by spinning the Ahnenurber German round in a centrifuge. Now, what you could do then is get many centrifuges spinning round, which were tuned to the frequency of that specific German. This would then boost the torsion field of that specific German. So you can actually see that centrifuges produce torsion fields. Now, if you use cobalt magnets in the centrifuge, we know iron, nickel, and cobalt are magnetic, and you need magnets in a centrifuge to spin the thing round. We know that cobalt produces the strongest magnets. You'll find that in the 70s, loudspeakers had cobalt magnets in them, and then after that, they disappeared because of the trouble in the Congo. That's where a lot of the cobalt comes from. We know now that cobalt is used in military centrifuges because it produces the strongest magnetic field and the fastest spin. So you need them in military centrifuges for producing uranium-235 and U-238. And the Germans, of course, had cobalt magnets. These, of course, produce a very different form of torsion field than a normal magnet, in that cobalt can be turned into cobalt-60, and cobalt-60, by definition, its spinner field is not anticlockwise like in most atomic reactions. it is clockwise. So, if you put a sample of nuclear material, U-235, U-238, basically uranium, on a centrifuge, the neutrons from the uranium will hit the cobalt and produce tiny amounts of cobalt-60 in the cobalt magnet. This, of course, is minimal because the neutron flux from the uranium in a nuclear centrifuge is quite small, but it's enough to produce cobalt-60 in the magnet of the nuclear centrifuge. This, of course, produces a clockwise torsion field, and clockwise torsion fields don't produce anti-gravity. They produce all the timeline effects we've been talking about. So we actually know that the Germans, when they started spinning nuclear material in their centrifuges, found out that this produced a clockwise torsion field, because of course their little crystal radios would get a instead of blip, it would be the mirror image of that. So in fact, if you take the signal coming out of a centrifuge with nuclear material, it would get inverted. And similarly, there, if you look at the Higgs field theory, you know that nothing has mass in the standard model of unified physics, unified field theory. You need the Higgs field to add mass. Now, when you think about it, nuclear material is losing mass, so therefore it is a anti-Higgs field generator. That's why nuclear weapons, when detonated, produce a gigantic anti-Higgs field. Now, if you spin nuclear material, which is decomposing U-235, or plutonium from reactors in a centrifuge, you're going to be producing a torsion field which is then tuned to the anti-Higgs field. So basically, all the centrifuge parks on the planet, the ones in Iran, USA, Russia, China, India, North Korea, are producing anti-Higgs field torsion field, which can then be sequestered by the Silor Tim Rifat Skynet computer system. This anti-Higgs field torsion field can then be inputted into the 1,000 humans you wish to sequester. This will automatically cause the physical energy body of that human to disintegrate if you increase the intensity of that anti-Higgs field torsion field by resonance with the Earth's core, the spinning of the planet. Because remember, you might have an anti-clockwise torsion field at the North Pole, but if you go to the South Pole, you've got a clockwise torsion field. Because remember, whatever's spinning anti-clockwise from above is spinning clockwise from below. That's why, of course, the Iranians want to build a base on the South Pole, because, of course, you need access to the clockwise torsion field core, which was in the South Pole. That's why the Nazis built a base in the South Pole, because it was vital to them to gain access to the clockwise torsion field of the planet to use this technology to change reality. So if you put nuclear centrifuges at the South Pole, the Earth's torsion field is automatically sequestered, and you can then change the Higgs field of the planet, basically unmanifest physical reality, and reboot it. Hence, we had the carrier battle group after the war sent by the Americans to try and take out this facility. But it was too late because the Germans had changed reality. Their Arminerva project had succeeded, and they built a different timeline where the Nazis didn't lose World War II. They went back in time, changed reality, and we had Nazi world. This, of course, is developments of Ahnenerbe torsion field technology, but back to the business of psychotronicgenerators.com, we've actually taken over the psychotronic generator capacity of all the nuclear centrifuges on the planet via their computer systems. We are now using the torsion fields generated by these anti-Higgs field torsion field generators to evaporate the physical energy body of 1,000 people or more, and then reboot them as aspects of your physical energy body. So as you can see, the technology to do this wasn't developed in 2012, 2013. It was developed in 1943. And as you can see, this technology has gigantic ramifications, because when the North Koreans and Iranians start tying up the output of the anti-Higgs field torsion fields from their centrifuges to the computer network, download the image of Amy Winehouse, Aaron Schwartz, Berezovsky into the computer network, and then impinge that anti-Higgs field with the suicide cancer torsion field program from the computer information on Aaron Schwartz, Berezovsky, and Amy Winehouse, and the crispy Jews who burnt in Israel. This will then automatically reboot every Jew on the planet to get cancer and suicide. So, simply put, torsion field technology has the capability of producing not only an anti-phase torsion field signal that will make the single spike torsion field humans, the Jews, these British royal family, black noble houses, drop dead, but it also can be used to input anti-Higgs field torsion fields into them by tuning them via the computer network, so that you unmanifest them at the physical level and reboot them in the physical milieu, the physical manifold of Amy Winehouse, Steve Jobs, Aaron Schwartz, Berezovsky, and the crispy Jews, meaning that every Jew on the planet gets cancer and is forced to self-suicide. This technology was used on Berezovsky to kill him, make sure that his reality, his physical reality, was changed to one where he was going to be suicided, in commas. This technology, which has been well developed in the Russian Federation, has been buried there because, of course, it's a danger to the elite. But luckily, Tim Rifat has the technology to protect those he wishes from this technology, basically to smear out the torsion field of a target so that target doesn't drop down dead. This technology isn't his per se, in that Yeltsin was attacked by torsion field technology. It caused him massive harm, but the Russian super psychics developed smear technology to protect him from death from the elements in the KGB, who thought he was a Western stooge with Berezovsky's arm up his anus. So you can actually see this Cold War technology has been deployed, is well known in the Russian Federation, and now is fully operable to any client who wishes to purchase it off psychotronicgenerators.com. Thank you very much.